There's a fun new album of 60s covers out by the fictitious Sid and Susie called Under the Covers, Volume 1. After an exhaustive 15-second search, we realized that Sid is Matthew Sweet and Susie none other than Susanna Hoffs, the voice of the Bangles on many of their hits. The two met originally as members of Austin Powers' band in the film, not so coincidentally directed by Jay Roach, who is Susanna's husband. The album is a loving, jangly recreation of some classics. And I asked Susanna how they chose the songs.
Yeah, well, we picked songs that were sacred to us. So,
right,
yeah,
right.
I mean, in a sense, it was kind of daunting having to live up to these great recordings. But the spirit of the fun of it and the pure joy in recording together and really having a chance to sing and play these songs, I think sort of was the overriding force.
We really didn't think about what other people would think of it. If we did, we probably wouldn't have even done the record. You know
right,
what I mean? Because
right. Oh, yeah.
Intrinsically doing covers records, not the most exciting thing in the world. You know what I mean? But for us, it was a chance to do something together for the first time, blend our voices and have it be real easygoing where we could just kind of do it at home. And it was a thing that, you know, kind of came out of the blue. I mean, Susanna could tell how it came about, but...
Pass
yeah,
it.
I mean, actually, the Bangles were doing a small gig at McCabe's, and we wanted to invite some friends to come and join us and play with us that night. So I called Matthew and Jules Shear, and we had a really fun night of music at McCabe's. And then during the week that we were rehearsing for that night, Matthew mentioned that he wanted to work with me, and he wanted to, you know, like produce a solo record or something. And so I had been talking to Shout Factory, the label that has done Under the Covers Volume 1 with us. And I mentioned about working with Matthew, and it just sort of morphed into, what about duets? What about, you know, covers? And so we were sort of entertaining all those ideas, and then we just kind of came around to doing it. And we realized that it was... I mean, one good thing about recording amazing songs is you don't have to worry about whether the songs are any good.
Right, right.
You know, which is usually the key concern when you're making a record, are the songs good? So well, that was one thing we didn't have to worry about.
Well, I got to tell you, I put this thing on, and it was just such a rush. And not only, obviously, yeah, great songs, so that's a given, but the performances and the record starts off with the Marmalade's song, I See the Rain, which is one of the most obscure tracks on here. Now, tell people about this one, because I wasn't aware of this one.
Well, the Marmalade is an English group. They actually had a pretty big hit in the U.S. around the early, maybe 1971 or two, called Reflections of My Life.
Yeah, that's
it's
a great
really
song.
A cool kind of like...
It sounds like the Bee Gees.
Yeah, it's kind of like a huge Bee Gees ballad or something, but kind of Beatley Bee Gees, you know? And my friend Rick Mank, our drummer on this record, he turned me onto that song a few years ago, and I became really obsessed with it. I never thought about covering it, but I would play it all the time. And then one time I heard part of the verse in an Apple ad on TV, like also a few years ago, which we mentioned in the liner notes. And I just always thought it was a really cool song. And then when we were getting together to pick songs, I had it on a list of mine, and somebody had given it to Susanna. She didn't know it, but... she'd been listening to it and getting into it, and so we decided we'd give that a shot, and it worked really well. And in fact, that was what got us into trying to find songs that really had a two-part harmony that went kind of all the time, and that really drew us to those Neil Young songs like Cinnamon Girl and Everybody Knows This Is Nowhere, where we could sing, you know, at the same time.
Right.
Because we kind of were wanting to avoid the old school concept of the duet where, like, one person takes a line and the next person does the next line. It felt fresher to do it the way that we approached it, which was singing together. And then somebody might take, you know, the lead a little bit more on a verse or a B section or something
or
like that.
Or a particular song, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's the beauty of this, is that you guys singing together, I think. So can you do a version of I See the Rain?
Sure.
Beautiful day, I'd love to lie on the green line. The ducks are coming. And the cows have all gone. running home to put their clothes on. Stay indoors while it pours till tomorrow. I see the rain again. I must complain again. Why does the rain let you down?
I See the Rain, the song, originally a single for The Marmalade, done by Sid and Susie, Matthew Sweet and Susanna Hoffs, and from Under the Covers, Volume 1. Is there, have you already thought about Volume 2?
We haven't really. The Volume 1 thing was really the label's idea, although, you know, who are we to argue?
Yeah.
No, we thought
we thought
it was really amusing that they wanted to put Volume 1 on it, because, you know, there could easily not be a Volume 2, and then right. It would be awesome that it was called Volume 1.
But now I'm really rooting for a Volume 2.
Well, and we think it's going so good, they're probably going to do one. But
there's a lot of 70s.
Yeah, a lot of talk of 70s.
Yeah.
We could do plenty more 60s. Originally, we were kind of like, we want to do more 60s. But the more we think about it, there's so much cool stuff in the 70s. We could do a really wild mix of stuff, you know.
Of punk and, you know, kind of acoustic stuff and...
Yeah, people
probably
forget
not disco.
People forget.
We'd have to do a
disco
song.
We'd have to do jive talking. Would be great. The Bee Gees.
Bee Gees on
we
both.
Do love the Bee Gees. Yeah, we might have to have the Bee Gees on all of the records, all the volumes.
Sid and
we
Susie
have to
are...
pick a tender ballad from the disco era, yeah. maybe.
Sid and Susie are with us today, and one of the few artists in here that actually gets to do, you do two of his songs, is as you mentioned, Neil Young. And tell me about, well, I guess you're just both big Neil fans.
Yeah.
We did three.
We did three, actually.
Really? What was the third?
One of them, Buffalo Springfield, when he was in the band Buffalo Springfield, the song On the Way Home.
Oh, beautiful song.
Great song, yeah. Anyway, we ended up realizing that, I mean, there was a lot of pressure on us from outside forces not to have more than one Neil song.
Yeah, let alone three.
Let alone three. And so we fought and fought for the two, and we won our little battle there. And I'm so grateful because I love both those songs. Well, you can tell, Sid, how you discovered. First, we recorded Everyone Knows This Is Nowhere.
Well, not first. I went to listen to it because we were going to, like, cut a drum track for it. And there it is, right next to Cinnamon
That's what
Girl
I mean.
On the same album. And, like, they're both so cool.
Well, pick one of those. Pick one of those you want to do today.
Which
well,
one?
I would say Cinnamon Girl.
Okay.
All right.
A dream of pictures I run in the night. You see us together chasing the moonlight, my cinnamon girl.
Cinnamon Girl, the Neil Young tune from the awesome Matthew Sweet and Susanna Hoffs, Sid and Susie playing live today. Who's playing with you? Who's in the band today?
Okay, on the lead guitar is Greg Leese. On the drums, Rick Mink. On the bass guitar, Tony Marsico. On guitar and vocals is Paul Chastain.
On lead vocals and guitar, Mr. Matthew Sweet.
On lead vocals and guitar, Miss Susanna Hoffs. Ms.
What has it been like to do these live?
It's been awesome. I mean, we kind of, you know, we're more reckless than, maybe you can tell. I don't know. We're slightly more reckless than on the record, you know, and with a big audience, it's really fun because, you know, people generally know at least some of the songs, you know, so It's really like a big party kind of, you know, it's a little bit like being a party band or something.
Yeah, it is.
Only you have Susanna Hoff standing there like with a Rickenbacker and everybody's going out of their mind, you know.
It's been really fun because that little bit of reckless spirit, which we tried to keep on, in the record when we were making it, like Matthew just was like, let's leave it loose. Let's, you know, keep it spontaneous, which was a really great exercise and lesson for me. But the shows have had that quality too, and in a really good way. They're kind of relaxed and fun.
Now, I am a huge Left Banc song, Left Banc fan, and you do a Left Banc song on here. But it's not, you know, Pretty Ballerina. It's She May Call You Up Tonight. And how did that come about?
Wow. That was kind of the whole magical moment in the A&R process, if you want to think of it that way, which we didn't really. But I came over to Matthew's house to just have like a little sit-down meeting, just the two of us. And we both had been kind of brainstorming ideas for the record. And the first song I mentioned was She May Call You Up. And Matthew just looked at me like, oh, my God, how that's so weird. But that was his.
It was first on my list, sitting there on my notepad.
First on his list. Oh. And it's so odd because it was such an obscure choice all the way around. It was an amazing song that we both really like worshipped. But
and we both really thought she should sing that song, you know, beforehand. So that set the tone for thinking we're going to think the same, you know.
And then Matthew mentioned "And Your Bird Can Sing" for Beatles, a Beatles choice, and I was just that was so right. That was such a like special song to me. And from an era that I kind of already was starting to get a picture of what the album was going to sound like, the sort of sonic landscape of it, really great ringing guitars and kind of beautiful pop, in a good sense, pop music.
Absolutely. Now, different drum. You know, this. If there were hairbrush karaoke back when this first song came out, I'm sure there were a lot of people who were singing it. And Susanna, were you one of them at the time?
Oh, yeah. I mean, this was one that, you know, I heard my mom used to just blast Top 40 radio back in the day when, well, in the 60s. It was just the soundtrack to my childhood. And that was a song that really, you know, there was a few songs like To Sir With Love and the old Pat Clark songs like Downtown and Different Drum and that I just heard on the radio and I just would sing along and I kind of taught myself how to sing. And I really, singing to those songs made me want to really become a musician and a singer and were really, really inspirational to me. So I was kind of like nervous that I wouldn't be able to get it right when we were recording the record. But ironically, because I probably was, you know, singing along to it so much over the course of my life, starting from being, you know, a small child, that it actually was very quick and recorded in about two takes. Wow. And just because I sort of knew the roadmap of it, you know, in my throat, you know, because I'd been singing it for so long.
Susanna, can you do that today? Can you do a version?
Sure, love to.
different drum. God, that's just so wonderful to hear these new versions of these songs that Sid and Susie have done for us today from Under the Covers, Volume 1. Sid and Susie, of course, Matthew Sweet and Susanna Hoffs and this great band. And Volume 1 is out there, and we're going to keep nudging you towards Volume 2. 70s is cool with me. 70s, you know.
Good.
So we look forward to whatever comes next. Thanks a lot for being here today. It's a real treat.
Sure, thank you.
Matthew Sweet and Susanna Hoffs, our guests here on The World Cafe.